What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our Monday morning look, our first look for the week, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Lawyer Mauricio Court allegedly received 6.5 million euros. That's about $7 million at the current exchange rate. A report prepared by the Andorran police at the request of the Spanish Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office and sent to the Central Court of Instruction No. 2 of the National Court within the case that for alleged corruption and money laundering is being followed by the construction company. The Spanish company, Fomento de Construcciones y Contratas, FCC, allegedly used Andorra's financial system to pay 6.5 million euros, again about $7 million at the current exchange rate, in illicit commissions to lawyer Mauricio Court. Now, the payments were in exchange for FCC being awarded at least seven state projects in Panama, Nicaragua, El Salvador and Costa Rica, worth 434 million euros, about 471.7 million US dollars. Now, the information is collected in a report prepared last July by agents of the Andorran police, which is cited in a note from the Spanish newspaper El País, released on Friday the 18th of October. Now, according to the report, Court, described as a fixer specialising in collecting bribes from companies in exchange for contracts, was hired by FCC in 2010 during the government of Ricardo Martinelli. In fact, in Spain, Court has been identified as a frontman for the Martinellis. During that period, the Spanish company obtained contracts such as the construction of the Luis Chicho Fabrega Hospital for 127 million euros or the rehabilitation of the Centenario Bridge for 27.6 million. In Andorra, Court is being investigated for an alleged claim against the Administration of Justice, the Spanish newspaper reported. The payments were made into two accounts at Banca Privada de Andorra, that's the BPA, in the name of the companies Nicel Corp and Arados del Plata, both registered in Montevideo, Uruguay, and in which Juan Carlos C. Cavica appeared as a frontman. The lawyer deposited $3 million in FCC commissions from the three Mexican instrumental firms into the Andorran bank, and he collected $3.5 million in a European country from a transfer issued from the United Mizrahi Bank of Zurich in Switzerland, wrote El País. The newspaper transcribes the following paragraph from the Andorran police report. All the evidence found during our investigation confirms the theory that Court acted as a bridge to channel funds that were presumably intended to pay illicit commissions. In addition to the works in Panama, the payments to Court would have guaranteed that FCC would be awarded the construction of the Central Judicial Complex in Managua. Section 5 of the Longitudinal Norte Highway in El Salvador and the remodeling of the National Route 3 in Costa Rica. Since 2019, the Spanish National Court has been investigating FCC for paying illegal commissions to secure the award of works in Panama between 2010 and 2014. On October the 10th, Felipe Chapman, head of the Ministry of Economy and Finance, the MEF, withdrew from the National Assembly the first bill that dictated the general state budget for 2025, a document that he presented to the Justo Rosamena Palace on the 7th of October. He did so to address errors pointed out to him by the Budget Committee. He ignored some laws, including the one on fiscal social responsibility, since in the expenses calculated for 2025, the deficit would exceed the 1.5% of the gross domestic product, the GDP, allowed by the current law. He did not allocate 7% of the GDP to the education sector, as provided by Law 362, among other issues. The issue sparked a heated debate among various sectors of public life. Some economists even claimed that the project was improvised and unplanned. So what happened? Well, according to what Minister Chapman has explained, everything starts with the fact that the previous government of Laurentino Cortizo, 2019 to 2024, left a draft budget prepared, which was totally incompatible with the fiscal and economic vision of this administration, so it was decided to build another one from scratch. However, he said that mistakes were made during that race, whether intentionally or not, which he promised to investigate. We have reconstructed a budget in less than 100 days, and in that race there were some errors that were made by people working, whether they did it on purpose or not. Well, we will know, and I will investigate it. Those errors have been corrected and will be addressed, the minister recently said on Panama Live. Chapman filed a new document on the 15th of October, this time for the amount of $26,832.2 million. Now, this new document modifies some figures that in the previous project raised several questions. For example, the Autonomous University of Chiriquí-Onachi, a higher education centre that's in the public eye for the millions invested in juicy salaries, was allocated $107.9 million, a figure almost equal to that of 2024 when it received $108 million. But now, the new budget project, it is allocated only $50 million, 53.7% less than last year. The opposite happened, though, with the Assembly. The previous document stated that it would have $88 million by 2024. However, with the economic letter that Chapman presented the legislature on the 15th of October, the amount increases to $98.7 million. Chapman began to present the budget project to the respective committee last Thursday, and the debate continues as of today, Monday. In fact, the Budget Committee declared itself in permanent session to analyse the figure with which the state will work next year. The country's business sector said it is encouraging to see how the Ministry of Economy and Finance, the MEF, with Felipe Chapman, has resumed a leading role in the preparation of the 2025 General State Budget after years of being held hostage by a clientelist National Assembly. This, in its Sunday statement, the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, said that it was this clientelist assembly that had control over the preparation of the budget with a vision of seeking electoral gains and political favours. Both the fiscal responsibility law and the draft general budget of the state of Panama have been approved under short-term partisan considerations, leaving aside the real needs of the country and the responsible management of everyone's money, they said. According to the chamber, the result of this politicalization has been disastrous. Billions of dollars wasted with no tangible improvement in public services, including education and health, infrastructure, or the quality of life of Panamanians. Added to this is a deteriorated international image that sees us as an unserious country that plays with figures as it pleases and modifies the fiscal responsibility law at will in order to supposedly comply with it. The economic activity generated by the expansion of the Panama Canal and the extraordinary income from other economic activities have concealed this waste. But today we're faced with reality, a serious crisis of income and financial stability that can no longer be hidden, they said. Now, says the CCIAP, the country is paying the price for having allowed its budget, the main tool for implementing its public policy, to become a tool for political reward or punishment, instead of an instrument to promote development and the well-being of its citizens. They therefore urge Panamanians not to allow this story to continue. The general state budget must be a tool to promote social progress, not for abuse or partisan greed. Business leaders believe that the responsibility of designing a budget in line with the situation is not only economic, but also moral. The Minister of Economy and Finance and his team have shown that it is possible to get back on the right path, prioritising the country's true needs over particular interests. However, this effort should not fall solely on the MEF. Society as a whole, from citizens to businesses and social leaders, must demand that this process remains focused on the common good and not be diverted again by political pressures, said the chamber. Starting this Monday, that's today, the 21st of October, the Assembly's Budget Committee plans to begin the discussion of the project in its final debate, including budget hearings. The state budget for 2025 amounts, as we said, to $26,835.2 million. Several main streets in the capital were flooded on Sunday, yesterday afternoon. This was due, of course, to the heavy rains that have been recorded. The Avenida Nacional near Cabo Verde was flooded, interrupting regular traffic. Drivers had to make several manoeuvres to get out of the area, and some daredevils crossed the water-filled streets with their cars. A section of Avenida Los Matres was also flooded, as was Avenida Manuel Espinosa Batista near the Iglesia del Carmen. Street flooding was also reported in San Francisco, Bella Vista and Via Ziata. On the Inter-American Highway in Capira, a huge tree had fallen across two of its four lanes. And the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHPA, has reported that it maintains the warning notice for scattered showers with electrical activity, or as we like to call them, thunderstorms, over several provinces of the country. The number of Panamanians registered with a political party continues to decline. In the last year, a total of 113,110 citizens have resigned from a political organization, according to the latest official report from the Tribunal Electoral. In October of last year, 1,708,493 Panamanians were registered. A year later, the number drops to 1,595,383. The Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, is the party that's seen the largest loss of members, from 709,998 to 612,048. That is, it lost 97,950, a fall that has been accentuated after its electoral defeat in the elections of last May. 1 month after its relaunch, the Ministry of Social Development, MIDES 147 hotline, has registered a total of 948 mental health consultations provided by a team of psychologists and of social workers specializing in crisis management. This service, which operates 24 hours a day in a confidential and free manner, was relaunched on September the 16th by the entity. According to the MIDES report, most of the calls were for guidance, 428 of them, followed by psychological support, 419, and guidance on other services, 101. As for the reasons for the calls, the need to be heard leads with 171 cases, followed by mental health guidance, 148, anxiety, 98, and suicidal ideation, 49. The analysis of the user profile shows that the age group in the highest demand for assistance is that of people between 40 and 49 years of age, followed by those between 30 and 39, and subsequently those between 50 and 59 years old. The inquiries come mainly from Western Panama, followed by Central Panama, Chiriquí and Northern Panama. In addition, 67% of the calls were made by women. Miguel González, psychologist and coordinator of the MIDES Public-Private Alliance, emphasized the importance of the population using the 147 line to receive professional support, highlighting the need to be heard by qualified specialists. He called for responsible use of the service since 261 prank calls have been registered, which hinder the access to people who really need help. The service, which receives an average of 32 calls a day, has also faced the challenge of 900 calls classified as closed or silent, possibly from people who did not dare to express their problems. However, González stressed that the telephone line is available to listen to anyone, regardless of the time or day. And that's it then. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the local news stories compiled for you for today's programme.